The Illinois Supreme Court said a woman convicted of domestic violence should be able to get a firearm owner's identification card. The decision is expected to have limited reach in Illinois, but could have national implications. Shauna Johnson's case was specific to her. She pleaded guilty to misdemeanor domestic violence back in 2001. Years later, when she tried to get a gun permit, the state police said no, citing a federal law meant to keep guns away from domestic abusers. Now, the Supreme Court says because she served her time, Illinois had restored her civil rights, which means she can get the permit. Taking a broader perspective, Johnson's lawyer, David Jensen, says Illinois is only the second state to interpret federal law this way. He says that raises possibilities
that other state Supreme Courts are going to make that same ruling, as well as that federal courts of appeals might start reconsidering their own prior rulings.
This is all based on a change in constitutional interpretation in the last decade or so, finding that gun ownership is a civil right. I'm Mike Smith.